There's a tremendously exciting concert coming up on the Shriver Hall concert series on Sunday, December the 10th at 5:30. That is in their temporary venue, Baltimore Hebrew Congregation. It's such a pleasure to welcome the Executive Director, Catherine Cochran, back to WBJC. Thanks for coming in.
Hello, thank you.
So, Janine Jansen, the great Dutch violinist who doesn't appear in this country very often. I'm so interested in the process of how you're able to lure people of such a caliber to the series.
Well, I think there are several factors, and you're absolutely right. It's a tremendous opportunity to hear her in Baltimore. She has spent time in the U.S., but it's primarily been with the major U.S. orchestras and with the odd recital and very little chamber music. And I would say the process of programming, it's several factors that go into it. Shriver, we're very fortunate to have many decades of reputation with the artistic community, and it's, as with all our programming, a process of ongoing conversations with managers and with artists about their plans over the next several years and seasons and goals, and finding out where our artistic goals and interests align with the artists. And this season's a very exciting season for Janine Jansen. She is one of Carnegie Hall's Perspectives artists, which is one of the greatest honors and artistic opportunities in the classical world to curate a multi-concert series across chamber music recitals and orchestral genres. And she is kicking that off this week. And one of the programs is with her longtime chamber partners, Alexander Gavrilik and Torleif Tadayan, doing a program of two piano trios and a violin sonata, and they're bringing it down to Baltimore after performing it in New York at Carnegie Hall.
In a way, Janine Jansen hardly needs any introduction because she does have such a high profile. I had the great privilege, actually in Johannesburg, of hearing Torleif Tadayan, a really special cellist. I have not heard about the Ukrainian-born pianist. Tell me a little bit about him.
Yes, Alexander Gavrilik. He's in his early 30s, and he's really known for his virtuosity and has a large career in Europe, but has not played a tremendous amount in the U.S., although he has been with the New York Philharmonic, which is incredibly prestigious. And this year he made his BBC Proms debut. So he's someone where people who know him are very enthusiastic, and more people are getting to know him.
And as you mentioned, it's an all-Russian program. Dmitri Shostakovich, Piano Trio No. 1, the second violin sonata by Prokofiev, and then Rachmaninoff's second elegiac trio. I always love how you speak about the way that programs hang together. How do you feel about the unity of this all-Russian program?
Well, it's interesting. Janine Jansen, in her New York Times interview earlier this week, she talked about not being a thematic programmer, but being an instinctual one, that it's personal connections for her and pieces that she feels will go well together. And she curated this program. I think it's a deeply romantic program. It's beautiful music written by two composers in their youth, Shostakovich and Rachmaninoff, and then Prokofiev when he was in his 50s. And I think it hangs together very well. It's three different voices, three different points in time across 60 years, but it will be an excellent afternoon of music.
What a thrill to have these people performing at the Shriver Hall concert series, the Dutch violinist Janine Jansen and friends. This is on Sunday, December the 10th at 5:30 p.m. at Baltimore Hebrew Congregation. More is at shriverconcerts.org. Always a pleasure to speak to Executive Director Catherine Cochran. Thank you so much.
Thank you.